You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Whoa, mule! How premature speed generates martial arts sloppiness. In my opinion, far too many martial arts students are too quickly and easily satisfied with their level of skill and understanding of a given technique, and then move on to learning another technique. Or, worse, move on to trying to do the technique with which they are satisfied harder or faster. This leads to all sorts of problems down the road. Have you ever watched a slow-motion video of a great athlete moving at full speed? It's mesmerizing how smooth and fluid it can look. How is it possible to move that fast, and yet that smoothly? I submit that it is not only possible, but that it would be impossible for a human to move under their own power at world-class speed without equally world-class smoothness and fluidity. Consider a machine with very fast-moving parts. If only one of the parts, for whatever reason, was not machined to very fine tolerances within thousands of an inch, the machine simply wouldn't work. Proper design and construction allows for high speed while preserving smoothness of motion. The equivalent of proper machining or construction for the martial artist is proper training. The biggest limiting factor of speed on many techniques is not your absolute speed, meaning how fast your body can move under perfect conditions, but your technical skill and precision, especially your fluidity of movement. Simply trying to do a technique faster is often not what you want to spend time on, especially early in the development of a given technique. Instead, you should commit yourself deeply to developing body control, technical knowledge, uncanny balance, and mindfulness. This is where our fallible human brain rears its ugly head, no pun intended, and again makes a mess of things. The reasons so many students are resistant to slowing down their movements in training, despite the repeated chiding of their instructor, are seated in emotions and not in logic. The first reason is that once a typical student sees a demonstration of the technique at full speed, he or she is awestruck, thinking, "Huh, I want to do that." They then immediately launch into attempting the technique at a speed that matches what they saw in the demonstration. Once the instructor makes it clear to the student that slow practice will be more constructive, the student frequently does comply, but with little enthusiasm. This is because they often find practicing movements slowly to be boring and unfulfilling, and if they lack sufficient strength in certain muscle groups, they also might find it uncomfortable. This emotional state frequently leads the student to champ at the bit in frustration to quickly get past the slow repetitions and on to the fun of going fast. This means that this problem will crop up again and again with many students, testing the instructor's patience. The instructor needs to remember that this is a very human behavior and to patiently remind the student each time. Another facet of this phenomenon occurs as a common response I get from students when I point out a flaw in their technique. This response goes something like, "But I can't help it." While sometimes this may be literally true due to some sort of genuine physical deficit, like a lack of strength in a given muscle, or poor balance due to a vestibular or neurological problem, it's much more often the case that the student simply needs to slow down. A mantra that I'm fond of repeating to students is, there's always a speed where you are in the best control of the technique, and that speed is probably slower than you want it to be. Real speed must be earned, slowly over time. Some people don't have the required patience. There is yet another common problem that results from executing techniques or drills too fast. That problem could be called muscle memory confusion. It could also be called the tyranny of memorization. This usually happens when practicing a fairly complex sequence of movements. If the sequence has a section that is similar to part of another sequence that you have already thoroughly memorized, you will frequently find your body flowing against your will into the sequence that you know better. Again, many students will insist that they, quote, can't help, unquote, doing this. Yes, you can. Just slow the hell down. You throw the technique. Don't let the technique throw you. There is a speed at which your conscious brain can keep up with and stay in control of the drill. I remember early in my martial arts career, back in the 70s when the kung fu craze was at its height, another martial artist said to me something that struck me. He said, "Tai Chi practitioners are renowned as the fastest fighters in all of Chinese martial arts." Now, there are many flaws of logic in this statement, but this was decades before I had developed a significant level of critical thinking skills. His claim did make me think, however. How could martial artists, famous for how slowly they move in training, develop a reputation for speed? What else are Tai Chi practitioners known for? Elegantly fluid motion. Whoa! Maybe they were onto something. Smooth is fast, and slow is smooth. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.